that's not a losing team out there. The way everybody was moving, I didn't get to, you know, get into the team situations today. You know, that's going to be another day. But the way the boys are moving, this isn't a losing team. Nobody's moving around like they're slow, like they're feeling sorry for themselves. People are moving like with intent. Like they are not going to miss the opportunity to play in January, to play in February, to play in that big game.
Sounds like a winner to me, Chris. That's a guy that just got traded, and Jared Verse talking about his first day on the job in Cleveland, and cats are running around with their, you know, hair on fire. He's like, look, we're out here practicing. I don't know what you're talking about. He's saying they're winners up there.
Carl, I have a prediction, and it's unfortunate for Georgia fans. I think the Todd Monken hire is going to go down as one of the 10 worst coaching hires of all time.
He didn't last the season?
No.
You think he's done before the season is over?
I think he might be done before their bye week.
Wow. It's that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Look,
that has unmitigated disaster written all over it.
Monken can be difficult, and we're about to see, you know, look, here's what he does know. He knows his check is guaranteed. So if they do let him go, that's just another coach they'll be paying off. Hi, Kevin Stefanski. But at the end of the day, you may be right about this. Look, they haven't been able to get a lot right. I said this to Mike earlier in the week. I still don't know how Andrew Berry's got a job. He's been there the entire time throughout this course of ups and downs, the decisions that have been made. And obviously, you know, when we talk about Kevin Stefanski, our new head coach now, and the struggles that happened there, Berry had the ear of the owner. It's obvious. And he's still there, and nothing has seemed to be, you know, righting the ship. So you might be right about that, Chris. Look, I can't wait till season rolls around because a lot of people remember, I think we talked about this day, didn't we? 13 or 14 coaches were either contacted or, you know, half of those guys interviewed and nobody took the job. Todd Monken was like one of the last guys and he was like, yeah, I'll take it. So,
and there's a reason for that.
We'll see where this goes, man.
Is there a player on the Browns outside of Denzel Ward that you want? Harold Fannin, the tight end, maybe? Who had a good year last year?
Ward is a good player.
You don't want Jerry Jeudy.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No, he's washed. It's a good question.
Joe Thomas ain't there anymore.
No, he's not. One of the great offensive linemen. No, it's a good question, man. Look, this is a roster in flux. As we talk about, you know, this is why I think Kevin Stefanski's really happy. I'm being honest. Like, to come to Atlanta and to see what talent he's inheriting and to build on it, and then not to deal with the fiasco that was an owner that basically ruined his tenure there. The decision on Deshaun Watson ruined his tenure. There was nothing he could do after that that would have, you know, made that situation better because you put yourself financially in a situation you couldn't get out of.
By the way, we need to stop judging a book by its cover. This is what I mean. Kevin Stefanski's last 2 years in Cleveland were a dumpster fire that had nothing to do with him. He is the guy that won two-time coach of the year. He is the guy that worked with Baker Mayfield that helped set the rookie single-season passing touchdown record.
Don't let Baker speak on that.
He is the guy that took Cleveland to the playoffs and won a playoff game. I am so sick and tired of taking phone calls and tweets from Falcons fans who do not want to give this guy a chance because of the last 2 years in Cleveland. It is nauseating, Carl Dukes. He hasn't coached a game yet, and you're ready to throw him out with the bathwater because you don't like the way things ended in Cleveland. Do your homework. As someone once said, Carl, do your research.
That's right.
The guy was up against it in Cleveland, especially with the quarterbacks. He's going to be fine. If you're panicking about Kevin Stefanski at this point, you don't get the memo. You don't get the message of what this Falcons season is going to be about. Kevin Stefanski is the right guy for this job. He's the right guy to take Bijan Robinson to the next level, to take Drake to the next level, to take that offensive line along with Bill Callahan to the next level. And yes, Carl, to take T.U.
Glad you said it.
A to the next level.
Glad you said it.
He is.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree with you. The pecking order for me when this all went down was, for obvious reasons, I wanted Harbaugh. What he brings,
yeah, duh,
it's a given.
Yeah.
Once that's off the table, we started talking about Stefanski, and everybody was giving the gas face, you know? It was, and I'm like, no, that's not a bad option. I'll be honest with you. And now we know, and I know this for a fact, there were multiple teams interested in Kevin Stefanski. We just happened to beat him to the punch.
You don't win two-time coach of the year in Cleveland by accident.
Yeah.
You don't win a playoff game in Cleveland by accident. You don't help a quarterback set an NFL record for rookies in Cleveland by accident. This guy knows how to coach offense. And you know what the best part is, Carl? Defense?
We didn't have to worry about it.
We're good.
No, you know what?
We're good.
That's what made his decision very easy. Arthur Blank, I remember we were at the Arthur Blank press conference when they were doing the search, and he was. We asked him specifically about Jeff Ulbrich, and he said, I am going to suggest, which made us all laugh because you're like the owner, that Jeff is kept, right, that his services are retained. And I think that made this job for Kevin Stefanski very easy in the sense that you're right. Defense is coming. Like they've got a guy I can trust. He knows what he's doing. I don't have to worry about that. And I do think, by the way, Jeff Ulbrich's going to get a head coaching opportunity. I don't know if it'll be next year, but let me tell you something. If we are second in sacks again, and this defense takes a jump, and maybe we're a top 10 or 7 type defense overall, I do believe, because you don't have to be one, by the way, to go to the Super Bowl. But you will see his name, I think, among a lot of circles as a potential guy that'll get some run. And he should. The Jets thing, speaking of a disaster, was a disaster.
And he admitted it.
But you know what? I asked this question, and I think we've had this conversation, Kirtle. Give me an interim coach that's taken over and then ultimately got the job and went on to great things. It doesn't happen.
No.
It just doesn't. Because when you get those jobs, the it's already in turmoil, right? And then you got to understand, this is not your vision. This was the guy who was running it in his vision, and now you're taking it over.
It's the classic Vic Fangio, Wade Phillips.
Yes.
It's those types of guys.
So it's hard, man, when you step in there. And then even if you do win, there's always this reluctant thing to give that guy the job because it's like, well, I don't know. Either way.
Antonio Pierce.
All those guys.
It never works.
All those guys. So
it never works.
But I do think Brick will get that opportunity. 404-726-0929. Don't ask me how we got off on that tangent. I have no idea. But, Chris, I'm glad we did because I'm glad you're saying this because that's how Falcon fans should be feeling. And we were going to talk about college football, and we will, coming up at 4 o'clock.
Well, we got on the tangent because our buddy found himself in Cleveland.
Okay, that's right. Jared Verse, because you played the Verse stuff in Cleveland. Because I was going to say, how the hell did we get here? But I'm glad you feel that way, and I think Falcon fans should feel that way because that is exactly how I feel. I am trusting this, and that's why the Tua thing, you know, because I'm giving him a chance, is real in my mind because I do think coaching still matters. And it's not like Tua's just coming in here and Kevin Stefanski and Tommy Rees are going, hey, just do what you do. No, we're giving you structure. We're going to help you be the best you can be. And that goes for Michael Penix, too.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I don't care how it looks at the end of the day. You know what I want to do? I want to be in Mercedes-Benz going, touchdown, baby!
Well, the other thing, too, is, Carl, that I think people are failing to take with the weight that it needs to be given. Guys, Matt Ryan and Kevin Stefanski and Tommy Rees did not get in a room, watch the tape from Tua over the last couple of years and go, he's broken, but he's $1 million, so we'll just bring him in anyway.
That's the perception.
No. You know what they said?
What'd they say?
We can bring back 2023 Tua.
Yep.
Who threw for 4,600 yards and 30 touchdowns.
Speak on it, Turtle. Speak on it.
Led the league in passing. That's what they said. Now, at the time, did I love it? Do I still love it now? No, because I felt like Michael Penix Jr. deserves a fair break. And, Carl, here's the bottom line.
Let me ask you something. Hold on. You had me all the way up until that point. All the praise you were giving Tua and all the things you were saying about how this can look deserves a fair chance.
Yeah, he's played 12 games in the NFL and hasn't had a real offensive coordinator.
Deserves?
Or head coach. Yeah, as the 8th overall pick, yes.
You got to earn your chance.
Okay, but he never got a fair chance to earn it. Is what I'm saying. He was coached horribly, Carl. Horribly. Did you see his mechanics? his footwork, his ability to read defenses by the time he got hurt last year.
Well,
he was a mess.
Okay, so wait a minute. That's my point. You have to earn that opportunity.
And do you remember the money quote, what he said last year?
What?
When he was asked, so Michael, when things are breaking down on the field, do you go to your head coach? Do you go to your coordinator? Do you go to your quarterback's coach? And he was like, nah, man, I just kind of figured things out on my own. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
So, but what I was eventually leading to before you jumped me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're giving this guy, you know, you're giving him the awards before he's earned it. You're like, well, he deserves.
Well, what I was going to say is,
hell, I deserve a lot more money.
Don't get me started. Before I was jumped, I was going to say the following.
What?
That unfortunately for Penix, if Tua goes in there and balls out, they're not putting Penix in just for the sake of seeing if he can play or not. Tua's going to keep playing. Make no mistake about that. If Tua wins the job outright or starts because Penix is injured and plays well and the Falcons are 3-1 to start the season.
Why not 4-0? Come on, Turtle.
4-0, whatever it is.
Yes.
A. They're not taking Tua out. Why would they?
No, you don't.
Matt Ryan's here to do one thing, Carl Dukes.
Win. That's exactly right. All right, coming up, we'll find out what's on Day Day's mind. Also, we will get into some college football conversation because it feels like these two conferences are on the same page. But what's it mean for the big picture of things? What's on Day Day's mind is next.